So let's talk a little bit about football. Those who believe you and Coach Bryant didn't get along relish telling the story of the time you got the Cadillac and the Bear the cigarette lighter. But aside from Chet Wynn, you got along with all the football coaches, including Paul Bryant.
Now, Paul and I have been good friends down through the years. It doesn't make any difference where he is. Whenever he comes to town, the first thing he does is picks up the telephone, calls me. And the first thing when I get to Tuscaloosa to play basketball, he calls me and always invites me out to his home. I don't believe anybody could have gotten along nicer. He's high-strung. And, of course, I'm a mild-mannered man, as everybody knows, so we got along pretty well. But how two high-strung fellas like we both are wouldn't clash somewhere along the way is indeed a mystery. But not once did he say a harsh word to me, or did I say anything to him. Now, he wasn't afraid of basketball. He didn't have to be afraid of basketball. A lot of people here in Lexington and Central Kentucky say, well, he left because of Rupp. He left because he just couldn't stand to see basketball be a prominent sport. That isn't true. If that's true, why didn't he build a 15,500-seat auditorium, the finest auditorium in the nation to play basketball in? Why didn't he build that? Why didn't he give Newton the same number of scholarships down there as we have here? Why does he show this interest in basketball if he wasn't interested in it here? I'll tell you one thing. He wanted to be athletic director.